was a normal Sunday morning, I was laying in bed, about to die in the middle of a dream, but instead, I was awoken by a ringing in my head, and I said to myself, I feel like shit, but at least I'm not dead, and the clock read 10:49 exactly, put the phone on my dome, just to see who would harass me, at such an early hour, it was bats saying, check this, I'm in town at Kayla's, and we wanna get some breakfast, I said cool, and grabbed my necklace as I hung up the phone, I put it on because without it, I felt cold and alone, it bore a cross I received from my grandpa as a youth. To me, that stood for hope, courage, happiness, and truth. But there are no words to fully express, cause the shine came through me from a man who put his life on the line, just so I could live mine with no worries. Now I'm in a hurry. Mike said that he would be here at 11, and I'm sure he will be on time. So I got dressed, put on my shoes, threw on a hat, looked out the window just in time to see Bats and Kayla. They're with this kid I didn't know. So I said, what's up, yo? My name is Jay from Archipelago. We went and ate, and it was straight, so then we came back. Played some hoops by my apartment on this court, which is whack. I went all out anyway. But when we were done, I went inside with no idea of what this day would become. To me, it stood for hope, courage, happiness, and truth. But their honor was to fully express, cause the shine. To me, it stood for hope, courage, happiness, and truth. But their honor was to fully express, so check it. I called my girl to see if she could pick me up in an hour. She agreed, so I said bye, hung up, and got in the shower. But before I did that, I remember I took off my necklace and I placed it on my desk by a book. I didn't look or pay attention to survey the scene, cause putting it on and taking it off was just a daily routine. Since I was 13, I rocked the cross on the chest. It made me feel like I was special when I wasn't the best. Cheered me up when I was stressed. I never would have guessed I would have had to live without it. I assumed for the rest of my life it would be with me. So I didn't notice where it was when I got in the car, because my focus was on taking back a movie. Then I had to buy a book for a class and go to the note supplier. But before I did that, I had to stop and get ends. In between all of this, I went to check out the Den's CD selection, but it wasn't complete. And I was hungry, so we left to get some pizza to eat. And as I walked through the door, I felt that something was wrong. So I reached up and grabbed my cross, but it was gone. Damn. I don't know where it's at, man. Retraced all my steps, looked everywhere. I still don't know whatever happened to my cross that day, but it brought the sun down and made the sky turn gray. A piece of history in my family that was carried by Jake got swept away, so I asked God, what does this message convey? I still don't know whatever happened to my cross that day, but it brought the sun down and made the sky turn gray. A piece of history in my family that was carried by Jake got swept away, so I asked God, what does this message convey?